Hello, Brad.
Ryan, Bruce, as I live and breathe, how are you this morning?
Good, and you do live and breathe. I've seen it.
Yes, sirree, and breath, you know, is another word for spirit.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, breathing, deep breathing. You know, think in terms of, I'm sorry to go off on you, but think of all these different healing systems like yoga and Reiki and others. They all incorporate deep breathing as an important factor. And it's interesting that in the Greek, that breath and spirit are basically the same words. So.
Hmm.
So why did I go off on that? I don't know.
Well, it
what
definitely
do you want to talk about?
Well, actually, I called you to talk about Part 36, Integration of the Mind, You Without Limits. I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Me Without Limits, at least from what I get from this article, Me Without Limits is someone who can use visualization as a tool to remove limits or to create new reality. And I'm kind of getting creating new reality is the way to go. And while I don't disagree with that, I'm not exactly sure how that... You mean if I just... Are you trying to say that if I just visualize a new reality, that it's going to come about?
Well, why don't you ask me first, how does it work?
Okay, how does it work?
Oh, man, it works great, Ryan.
Boy, do I feel set up. Come on. Are you telling me that you visualize something and it comes about?
Absolutely. But now, here's a caveat for you.
Okay.
I have said for many, 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 many years that what's important for a person to understand related to their purpose in life is that to just conjure up a vision can be quite dangerous because it may not be what is the best route for you. But, you know, visualization, people who worry a lot are visualizing. So that, and that kind of visualizing is not exactly productive. If it's true that visualization tends to bring about what a person is visualizing, and whether somebody believes that is open to their belief. But if it is true, then worrying is something that one needs to really capture that thought and bring it under a whole better place of supervision. I would strongly suggest the best place to have it under supervision is to Source or God or Spirit. And so visualization is not something I would suggest is something you want to enter into lightly. Would you disagree, knowing whatever it is you know about visualization?
I would agree, but I can't say that I've used visualization to create a better reality. And that's a statement that you make in this article. Imagination is the key to creating a virtual reality which is better than the old reality.
I'm saying it's possible.
Okay. With guidance.
Well, I'm saying you ought to have guidance, or you could get into some areas that you may not want to get into.
Okay. In other words, just allowing your imagination to run free is not the exercise here.
Not the way I'm looking at it, no.
And visualization shouldn't be used without some form of guidance.
I would say that.
Hmm.
Yes, I agree with that.
And not guidance from a man or another human, your best buddy, but guidance from source in alignment with your purpose.
Yeah, well, that takes us to the whole theme of guided meditation. You know, we've heard that all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, what does guided meditation mean to you?
Well, to me, it means being guided by source. But to others, it may mean guided by the guy who's talking to them. You know,
yeah,
I went to
a
Buddhist temple one time, and the monk led everybody in through a guided meditation. And he explained the words he was saying before. He had everybody do the mantras, and it was guided by a man based on some religious principles.
Exactly. And those can be beneficial or they can be counterproductive, in my humble view.
Well, they can be a good place to start, too, if you're not
familiar
or comfortable or used to using visualization or guided meditation, whichever term you want to use.
Anyway, what's got you interested in 36 or so long past when I wrote it? I don't really recall the article without looking it up. What's it about, and what makes you want to do a podcast about it?
Well, it's about visualization. And you quote Einstein a couple of times. Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. And so that phrase, unqualified, suggests just using my imagination as I did when I was a child and just traipsing down the trail of the visualization that comes to mind as it comes to mind. That's not necessarily guided, is it?
No, I guess it isn't.
You know, when I read a book, it's like a guided meditation because I identify with the character in the book. I see the scene. Otherwise, it's not a good book. If I'm not engaged on the imagination level, then I probably won't finish reading the book. It's boring. But books do that for me. But also, meditation as well is a good. It's a good vehicle for visualization. But again, guided.
I have to ask you a question. Since obviously you're somewhat practiced at it, what are the ways that you go about getting or making sure, maybe is a better term to use, making sure that your meditation is guided by spirit or by source?
Asking, what now? Meditating and asking in the meditation. Just simple, lay that. That's the question of the meditation. What now? What now? That's the focus.
Yep. Our old pattern interrupt.
Pattern interrupt.
Get out of cognitive reasoning and making judgments and conclusions and getting the creator of the universe in by whatever other name involved, and you know, frankly, that's why I love to quote Einstein. You know, so many people have said that Einstein was an atheist. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but
I haven't heard that, but I have heard that his quotes being used frequently by atheists that I've met. So,
well, that's interesting, huh? Yeah, I guess I have not actively used by atheists, but I've heard that. Well, his statements and how he incorporates the word God and on occasion spirit are just phenomenal. You know, like he talks about, you know, simple answers come from God. You know, if they're complicated, then they come out of man's reasoning. And that's a pretty powerful statement when you stop and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to create, and where I was going with that whole thing of visualization is if you want to be involved in co-creation, stop negative visualizations. And it's just so amazing to me that so many people will tell me that they don't visualize, and I can get them immediately to, if they're saying they're concerned or worried, I said, gee, what are you seeing? And they'll answer. Which is rather interesting, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah. And so point being is it's something we need to harness and control, meaning or get harnessed and control and bring under the power and presence of our spirit parent, if we're going to use that term. And that's relatively easy to do. And you just came up with a solution or with the formula for that. And that's ask, what now? What should I be visualizing?
Yeah.
Rather than listening to every character that comes along who wants to help you with a guided meditation, as you just pointed out, which can be helpful and beneficial to get you started. So I don't want to be negative about any of it, but it's just, I guess I come from a negative perspective on occasion. So anyway.
Not today, buddy.
Stumbling. All right, good. You're going to keep me from doing that.
No, you're not. No, you're not doing it today. I don't need to keep you from anything. But you've expanded the article. Thank you very much. I think this has been a fruitful conversation, and I hope our listeners appreciate it as well. Till next time.
Tell me this is it. We're over, huh?
Well, I unless you can think of something critically important that needs to be added.
Well, since I don't even remember writing number 36 at the moment, I will. I'll remember it as soon as you post it. So anyway, listen to my friend. Love you and appreciate you. And thank you for being on this wonderful journey we're on together. And I'll see you next time.
You bet, Brad. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.